Final segment to the Sugya, Mishnah to Mishnah. We're talking about comparisons between Gerisha and Shtar Shechur of an Eved Kenani. And the Gemara asks from Testament Days, why the Dafka do we pick these elements? Right? We say, according to the Rabbanim, we have three comparisons. According to Rabbi Meir, there are four comparisons. Why not talk about Mishmo, Mechuber, other things? So the Gemara initially says that the list only includes Psulim Derabban, it doesn't include Psulim Deraisa. And then the Gemara rejects that. It's a problem, Arkolos HaDeraisa, and there's a problem with Chazara Deraisa. The Gemara comes around in the end to say that the Yisod is this, that the only comparisons we've mentioned between Gerisha and Shtar Shechur are those which don't apply to Kiddushin. They're unique to Gerisha and Shtar Shechur, but don't apply to Kiddushin. Anything that's Isa B'Kiddushin, also the Isa B'Kiddushin Lo Katav. And that explains Chazara, apparently. It explains everything else. It explains Mechubah. It explains Shalom Lishma. We took a lot of time to try to explain that, how everything works out with Mechubah and Shalom Lishma. But that's what the Gemara says. The problem is Chazara itself. Right? The Gemara is trying to explain this case of Chazara. What is Chazara? Rabbi Meir says, Ha'omer ten getzel ishti shtashich hazel ha'avdi u'shtashich hazel ha'avdi rotz ha'lachzer b'shneim y'achzer. Rabbi Meir says that someone who's mezakeh, a get isha, a get to his wife, and ishtar, shichur to his eved, and then he wants to retract. Rabbi Meir says that he can retract them both. Retract them both. He assumes that gerisha and ishtar shichur both a chov, and chov l'adam ela b'fanav, so therefore he's able to retract. So chazara, the Gemara asks, chazara applies by kedushin also. Kedushin is a chov, as Rashi explained. Even though nisuin is not a chov, people want to be married, tal l'meisav tandu, you assume in the Gemara Kedushin that women want to be married more than not being married. They'd be married to anyone. The Chiddush is hard for us to come to terms with that, but that's what the Gemara says. Right? So Tav L'Meisav Tandu means that we assume that women want to be married, but that's for Nisuin. Kedushin, Rashi explains, Kedushin is not a Zchus. It's a Zchus in formation. It's going to come to a Zchus when there's Nisuin, but when there's still only Kedushin, that's not a Zchus. Why? Because they can't live together. And she's not going to get mezonos either. The Baal is not chayav to give her mezonos. We said the Mishnah on the Inksubas on the Fnan Zayin says he's not chayav to give mezonos until Nisur. Right? We give them 12 months to be mefarnes as atzman. Nowadays, we do Kiddushin and Nisuin at the same time. Right? We do Kiddushin with the ring, and Nisuin is chuppah, and yichud, and badek, and we do them all at the same time. But they didn't do that in the time of the Gemara. Time of the Gemara, they would do Kiddushin, and then the girl stayed beveis avia. And the father had to support her. The husband was not supporting her. So kiddushin is not a stage that the husband is supporting her. And yet it's a stage that she's asur to everyone else. She's asur l'kulayama, so she has no other options, right? If she doesn't get a get from this husband, she has no options to marry someone else. So she's sort of in a state of limbo. So it's not really a zchus for her now. So then you can't be chosabah, right? If the husband... The husband made a shliach to be mekadesh the woman. If he mekadesh the woman, so then, you know, that's it. Right? But let's say he made a shliach to be mekadesh the woman. He said, I want you to be zocha on behalf of the woman. So it's not a schus, right? Zocha, not a shalom fun, it won't apply. It's not really a schus. It's a chov for these two reasons. So if he wants to be chosibah, he can't be chosibah. So chazara applies to kiddushin as well. Chazara applies to kiddushin as well. So what's the answer? It's really a mudna Gemara. The Gemara asks a kasha from Chazara. That Chazara is a deraisa, it's not a derabbanan. So therefore, it doesn't make any sense. We said that the only things that are mentioned in the list are things that are derabbanan. Right? That things that are derabbanan are mentioned in comparison between Gerisha and Shtar Shechur. So the Gemara asks, but Chazara is deraisa, so why is it mentioned? Gemara says, no, it's a different principle. The chilik is not deraisa, derabbanan. The chilik is whether it's Isa B'Kiddushin or not. So the Gemara says, but Chazara taka is Isa B'Kiddushin. Sort of strange, like what was the havmin of the Gemara? They didn't realize that? It's a little modern. Okay, but that's what the Gemara says. Aiva chazar gufa isa b'kiddushin. So chazar is isa b'kiddushin. So you haven't answered the question. Chazar is isa b'gedisha b'shtar shechur and b'kiddushin. So why is it mentioned? It's not unique to gedisha and shtar shechur. Why is it mentioned? Dr. Gemara b'shlichus bal karcha b'begerish and isa u'b'kiddushin lesson. B'shlichus bal karcha, the begerish and ish iso b'kiddushin lesson. There is this case b'shlichus bal karcha taka applies to gerishin, not to kiddushin. So that's the chilek. This shlichus bal karcha is the That's the point of comparison between Gerisha and Shtar Shechar. It doesn't apply to Kiddushin. So everything is perfect. That's why it's in the list, because it doesn't apply to Kiddushin. What in the world does this mean? What does the phrase mean? B'shlichas bal karcha de begerish and isa uve kiddushin lesson. So Rashi, we saw Rashi yesterday. Rashi says what? B'shlichas bal karcha kloma. Dumya de gitin la meshkachas la bekiddushin. Doshliya ze mishtalech etzla la garsha bal karcha. Dechein la eved la shachro al karcha. Al bekiddushin la hoya nasa shlich etzla al karcha. There's no such thing as a shlichas bal karcha by kiddushin. There is a shlichas bal karcha by gerisha. There's a shlichas bal karcha by shtar shichver. It can be meshachar and eved bal karcha. It can be megarish a woman bal karcha. Bal karcha v'nasan biyada min haTorah. One can be megarish a wife bal karcha. Min haTorah one can be megarish a wife bal karcha. So if he could do bal karcha, the shlichah can do bal karcha too. Eved, he can be meshachar the eved bal karcha. He can sell the eved bal karcha. He can sell the eved to someone else. So why shouldn't he be able to be meshachar in bal karcha? He's in control. The Adon is in control. The Eved is not in control. So the Adon can be Meshach with Eved Bal Karcha. He can be Megarish, his wife, Bal Karcha. He can do it Al Yidei Shliach Bal Karcha too. But Kiddushin is not Bal Karcha. Kiddushin requires the Das of the Isha. So Kiddushin is not Bal Karcha. Hilkach, Hachi Katani Bezusha, V'gitin Oshim V'shachurei Avodin, Sheshliach Zeh Hayanasa Shliach Etzlan Al Karcha. Ratzah Baal Chozer, Mashem Kim B'Kiddushin, Avodam V'Chozer, Lo Dumi Dehanihu. Says Rashi, that's what the Gemara means. Shlichas bal karcha the begerishin isa v'kiddushin lesa. That means that the case of Rabbi Meir of Chazara applies to all forms of shlichas of gerisha and shtar shechur. It even applies in the case of bal karcha. It applies where it's not bal karcha too, but it applies in the case of bal karcha. There is a hechetimsa. The whole case over here is a case of shlichas. Someone's being mezakeh for them. Right, so all the case of shlichas. So within the realm of shlichas, there is a shlichas bal karcha too. He can be Megarish, his wife, Bal Karcha. He can be Meshach, the Eved, Bal Karcha. But Shlichus of Kiddushin can't be Bal Karcha, because you need Das HaIsha and Kiddushin. So we found a distinction, says Rashi. Part of this case of Chazara, by Gerisha and Shtar Shechur, includes the situation of Shlichus Bal Karcha. But the case of Shlichus Bal Karcha cannot apply to Kiddushin. The Hechetimtza of Shlichus Bal Karcha doesn't apply to Kiddushin. That's the Chilk. That you can have a shlichus bal karcha by gerish and by shtar shechur, you can't have a shlichus bal karcha by kiddushin. So that's why kiddushin is different. That's why this case, this halach is mentioned. There's a unique comparison between gerish and shtar shechur. Not all cases of chazara are unique to gerish and shtar shechur. Not all cases. A regular case of shlichus would not be unique to gerish and shtar shechur, because you could have a case of shlichus by kiddushin also that you could be chozer on. But the case of shlichus bal karcha is unique to gerish and shtar shechur, because Shlichus Bal Karcha only works there, it doesn't work by Kiddushin. I can't vote. That's Rashi.
Okay.
But since we include Shlichus Bal Karcha in the situation of Gerisha and Shtar Shechur, and that only applies there, not to Kiddushin, this is something unique to Gerisha and Shtar Shechur, doesn't apply to Kiddushin, so it fits with the Gemara. That's why it's one of the items mentioned on the list, because it's something unique to Gerisha and Shtar Shechur, which doesn't apply to Kiddushin. Zach.
So why is it under the word Chazar, not just under Shlichus Bal Karcha?
It's a kasha. What am I going to tell you? Because Rabbi Meir is saying a general rule, right? He's talking about chazar, right? That's the rule. He's not saying the comparison between gerish and shtar shechur is shlichas bal karcha. He's not saying the comparison between gerish and shtar shechur is that you could be megarish and isha bal karcha and you could be meshachar and eved bal karcha. He doesn't say that. That's not what he's trying to say. Right, his halacha, right? He compares gerisha to shtar shechur, right? He's not beholden to the braisa, right? The braisa says, according to Rabbi Meir, there's a fourth comparison. Rabbi Meir is not trying to compare; he's just trying to give a halacha. The braisa says, according to Rabbi Meir, there's a fourth comparison. So we take the halacha of Rabbi Meir and we say, oh, you see, there's a fourth comparison. What you might be asking is, so why don't we just say there's a comparison of bal karcha? Right? It could be Megarish and Isha Bal Karcha, it could be Meshachar and Eved Bal Karcha, as opposed to Kiddushin, you can't be Megarish and Isha Bal Karcha. Right? That's a good kasha. But that's not what the Gemara is focusing on. The Gemara is saying Rabbi Meir holds that there's a comparison between Gerish and Shtar Shechur vis-a-vis Chazara. Right? And the Braisa says, Rabbi Meir Barba, that there are four comparisons between Gerish and Shtar Shechur according to Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, but just one second, if you're comparing them regarding this, so say other things. So we have to have a rule as to why the Braisa doesn't mention other things. But that rule has to fit in with these cases. Right? You follow what I'm saying? Your kasha is taka, good kasha. Why not just say bal korcha? Bal korcha is a good comparison between Gedisha and Shtar Shechar. It doesn't apply to Kiddushin. So who taka yes that kasha? Tosus at the end. We'll get to it. Okay, Tosus at the end yes that. But that's not for now. To you.
I'm just a little confused on how, why you're reading Rashi as making a saying that what this halacha includes a case of al-korach, and not just that Rashi is making a kimta. Rashi says shaliach zeh mishaliach eitz le'garish of al-korach. Doesn't say yachol shaliach zeh, yeah, mishaliach eitz le'al-korach. He says.
But Meir is only talking about a case of shaliach al-korach.
I mean,
he's only talking about a case of shaliach al-korach. What if it wouldn't be al-korach, then the adam cannot be chozer. And the Baal cannot be chozebo, it's still a chov. He still assumes it's a chov, so he could be able to be chozebo anyway. Right? So Rabbi Meir holds that it's a chov, holds Gerisha and Shtashechar. So whether it's Balkarcha or not Balkarcha, he'd be able to be chozebo. But in the event, in the case that it's Balkarcha, so that's taka unique to Gerisha and Shtashechar, but doesn't apply to Kiddushin. But I think Rabbi Meir's halach applies even not to Shlita Balkarcha. I think so. This is Rashi. Comes Tosfos and he's very troubled with the Rashi. He quotes Rashi and then he says Ve'ein Nira. Ve'ein Nira. The Imari b'shlichas balkarchayu Rabbanan Ami modu d'chozer ve'eved ve'ein zochen lo balkarcha. Tosa says, what's Rashi doing? Rashi's saying Rabbi Meir's halacha is not just talking about a regular case of shlichas, normal case of shlichas, not balkarcha. I mean, normal shlichas is not balkarcha. Against the woman's will, against the eved's will. Normal shlichas are regular. So says Tosfos, according to Rashi, it sounds like, no, we're including this case of shlichas balkarcha. Because Rabbi Meir is talking about shlichas balkarcha, so therefore it's unique to Shtar Shechar and Gerisha and doesn't apply to Kiddushin. So just one second. If we're focusing, if the Braisa, Kedivri, Rabbi Meir, Barba, if the Braisa is focusing on the case of shlichas balkarcha, the Braisa clearly is focusing on the case of shlichas balkarcha, because it's that case that allows this halacha to be included in the Braisa. Without the case of shlichas balkarcha, we wouldn't have included the Braisa, because it's not unique to Gerisha and Shtar Shechar, it also applies to Kiddushin. So that case is what got it into the Braisa. So then why would the Gemara say, you could divvy Rabbi Meir Barba, if we're talking about shlichas balkarcha, then even the Chachamim would agree. The Chachamim will hold that you can't be chozabal by Shtar Shechar. Chachamim say that it's a schus le'evet shiotzi mitachas rabba lecheira, zain chavan ladam shlobafana, the Chacham wouldn't say that Zach and Adam Shlomo Fun about Karcha. If it's Shlichas Bal Karcha, so of course it's a Chov. It's a Chov Bein L'Rabbi Meir, Bein L'Rabban. So why would the Gemara, if that's the case, we need to be talking about this case also and focusing on this case. That's what the Braisa is talking about. Because if not, then we can't understand why is it here. Why is this case here and other cases are not here? So if we're focusing on the case of Shlichas Bal Karcha, so then why does the Gemara say Dafka Rabbi Meir has this fourth comparison? Even the Chachamim would have the comparison. The Chachamim would agree. The Mishnah couldn't be said in such a case. Because in that case, the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Meir. That's a chov for the Eved. And if it's a chov for the Eved, then the Adon can be chozabah. He can retract. The Eved hasn't gotten it yet. The only way he's gotten it is through the Zechiah. The middleman has been zochef him. But if the middleman can't be zochef because it's a chov, and chov and Adon elabafana, so then the other should be able to be chozebo. It's not just Rabbi Meir holds that you be chozebo. Bein beget isha, bein b'shtar shecha. So what's going on? What is going on? Frek Tosfos against Rashi. Rashi gets into trouble because he makes an ukimta. He says that this Mishnah, the focus of the Braisa is the case. It's not limited to this case, but the focus of the Braisa is the case of shlichas bal karcha. Frek Tosfos, if it's shlichas bal karcha, then even the Chachamim would agree that you could be chozebo by both. It's not just Rabbi Meir. So why would the Gemara say dafka Rabbi Meir has this extra comparison? A very sharp kash of Tosfos. So what's the answer? So the Tosfos Arosh wants to suggest that maybe there's a fundamental yisod that's emerging from this Rashi. What's the yisod? Let's see the Tosfos Arosh inside. Also, says a Rosh. Shlicha Bakarcha. Also Rosh says, Venerally, he quotes the Rashi as two kashas, but then on the second kasha, which is Tosis kasha, says Venerally, Dalo kasha. This Tosis kasha is not a kasha. The Iri be'evet sheshichro bakarcha hechi ami rabbanu deino chose be'evet kevin da omid v'tzaveh v'omer shena rotsi l'shtachar v'adei chol v'ula. Right? If he's omid v'tzaveh, he's standing and screaming chai v'kayam, he's screaming, get no way, no how, I don't want it. If the Eved is screaming, then it's not a schus, so the Chacham should also say that it would be chosidah. Veni relief, Zop Nozerash, the whole question. The Yerushalmi boy, Yerushalmi has a shayla. We're going to see this Yerushalmi in Tosis and Afid Aleph from the base. Very important Yerushalmi, there's a lot to be said on this Yerushalmi. In the Rashba and other, there's a lot to talk about. Very lumdish Yerushalmi. But before we get there, let's just talk for the purpose of our sugya. The Yerushalmi boy, the Yerushalmi has a shayla. Haga atzma. What do you think about this case? Hareisha haya avdo shel katzin, harechova hu la'evet. That's a kasha. The Chachamim learned that zachan ladam shel bafanav, that homer ten shtar shichas hela avdi, ratza lachzar, eino yochal lachzar, but you can't be chos, you can't retract, because it was his chus, he was already zachan for the evet. So, in fact, Yerushalmi, is it always a schus for the Eved? Is it always a schus for the Eved? If he's an Eved shel katzim, right? If he's the Eved of some kind of a prince, of a king, or whatever, right? He's living in the palace, he's living comfortably, he has a nice, servant's quarters, so maybe he doesn't want to go free. If he has to go free, then he has to support himself. You know, he has to go to college. You know, he has to go to college, he has to get a job. That's not so posh. There he lives, he lives the life of Riley. He's living well. They're feeding him well. They're darning him. Okay, he's serving the king also, but, he's living a life of royalty. So, Hoya Abdul Shokotzen, Arechovahu, how can the Chachamim be so clear? The Chachamim say, Zachin Lanim Shalabafana, if he can't be Chosebah. Doesn't it depend, Frekti Yerushalmi? Doesn't it depend? It depends on the circumstances. Sometimes it's a Chov, sometimes it's a Chos. Says the Yerushalmi name. Mishani, ilu amocha avdo shlomi daito shemen amocha. Ilu amocha avdo shlomi daito shemen amocha. What would happen if the Kotzen wanted to sell the Eved to someone else? What, he wouldn't be mocha? He can be sold bal karach of the Eved. So since he can be sold bal karach of the Eved, Zot Yerushalmi, even if he's an Eved shel Kotzen, it's still a schus. It's a schus to go lecheres. It's a schus to go lecheres. Alma, Zot the Rosh. Even though we know the Eved doesn't want the Shechar, he's Omid V'Tzavech, he's crying, he's screaming, I don't want it.
Because the Adam can be Mocha Shalom Yidaito, even if the Eved is screaming, the Chachamim hold that you can't be Chozeba. That's all he says. He doesn't say anymore. Chachamim hold Eino Chozeba Eved because Yochol Mocha Shalom Yidaito. What does Yochol Mocha Shalom Yidaito do? Okay, that's not so good for the Eved. But he's Omid V'Tzavech. Right? You're telling me there is a situation where it might be a Chov. Right? There is a situation, excuse me, where there might be a Schus. If he's not the Eved of a Kotzin. But if he's Eved of a Kotzin, we say it's a Chov. Comes Yerushalmi, says, no, because he can sell him to someone else, so therefore it's not a Chov. What does that mean? What the Yerushalmi is answering is that since he can sell it to someone else, so then his life of schus is not stable. He's not guaranteed to have this schus. He's not guaranteed to have that schus. Meaning, the fact that we call it a chov, for the Eved to be meshuchar, if he's an Eved shel katzin, we said it's a chov because he wants to remain the Eved of the katzin. Yeah, but Zakti Yerushalmi, there's no guarantee he will remain the Eved of the katzin. The katzin can always sell him to someone who's not a katzin. Someone who's, I don't know, a poor guy. Right? Not so fancy. You know, he's used to a fancy life. You know, if he doesn't have a fancy life anymore, maybe he wouldn't want to be an Eved. He'd rather be a Ben Chor. So it's not really a Chov, says the Yerushalmi. It's not really a Chov, says the Yerushalmi. It's not really a Chov. But just 1 second. Is it a Schus? How can it be a Schus? What am I saying? How can it be a Schus if what? If the Eved is... Omid v'tzaveach. The Eved's screaming that he doesn't want to be free. So okay, I hear this idea that if he were an Eved Shel Kotzin, maybe that's not the greatest chov for him to be Meshuchar, because after all, he's not in control of the situation. He might not remain the Eved of the Kotzin, but still, how can we view this as a chos? What's the Rosh saying? The Rosh says that from this Yerushalmi, you see a Yesod that can answer Rashi. What's he saying? What the Rosh is saying is that really, Shechur Eved is an objective schus. It's what we call a schus gom. It's an objective schus. It's an objective schus. He'd rather be free. People would rather be free. According to the Chachamim, what we'll see in the Gemara, Rabbi Meir argues. He says, Avda Befkere Nichale. He'd rather, you know, have the free life. Not freedom, but rather, you know, not have mitzvahs and, you know, have a pritzah stick alive. That's what he wants. See, why he would rather be married to a shechur kanayis, not to a baschar. That's Rabbi Meir, but that's not the chacham. Chacham say that no, it's a schus for the ever to be free. It's a schus for him to be free. It's a schus gomer. It's an objective schus for him to be free. It's an objective schus for him to be free. So if it's we think it's an objective schus for him to be free, but comes to Yerushalmi and says, why is it objectively a schus? Why does the chacham hold that it's objectively a schus? It's not objectively a schus. If he's an Eved Shel Kotzin, it's not a schus. There's a chov element to this. It's not an objective schus. Talk to Yerushalmi, no. Even if he's an Eved Shel Kotzin, that's not considered a chov. That doesn't take away from the objective schus. Because that chov is not guaranteed. That situation where he's an Eved Shel Kotzin is not guaranteed. The Kotzin could sell him to someone else. So because that's not guaranteed, that doesn't change the equation. The rule is that being free is a schus gomer. It's an objective schus. Zachar ladam shlo b'fanav. You'll think, oh, but I can give you a scenario where it's not a schus. No. That scenario is not going to hold water. Because even if it'll be good for him right now, in the here and now, he's happy with it, but who says it's going to stay like that? So that doesn't change the equation. So if it doesn't change it, then it remains a schus gomer. And the Rosh is basically saying, what's his real answer? That even if the Eved is Omei B'Tzaveach, if it's a Schus Gomer, Zochen La'odom Shlo B'Fana. Zochen La'odom Shlo B'Fana by a Schus Gomer, even Bal Karcha of the Eved. That's the Teretz. The Kasha of Tosus against Rashi was, that if you're telling me Rabbi Meir is going on Shlichus Bal Karcha, the comparison between Gadish and Shtashik is about Shlichus Bal Karcha, because that applies to them and not to Kiddushin. So then it's not just Rabbi Meir, it's even the Chachamim, because the Chachamim also agree that if it's Bal Karcha of the Eved, it's not a Zchus for the Eved. And if it's not a Zchus, the Adon can be Chozebo. Zok the Rosh from the Yushalmi, you see that Shichur Eved, according to the Chachamim, is a Zchus Gomer. And even if the Eved is Omer B'Tzovech, even if it's Bal Karcha, it's still a Zchus Gomer. And if it's still a Zchus Gomer, then the Chachamim would say what? Zochin la'adam shlabafana, the adam cannot be chosebo. Shlichus bal karcha is a din dafka l'Rabbi Meir that you can be chosebo by Eved. The Chacham would say, even by shlichus bal karcha you can't be chosebo by the Eved. Because it's a schus gomor, and by a schus gomor we can be zoche, even if he's on mivitzavech, even against his will. Ah, tremendous chiddush. By a schus gomor, if it's objectively a schus, then you can be zoche even against his will. Now, this is not just the Tosus HaRosh. The Tosus HaRosh doesn't say the verte. He doesn't say the words explicitly. The Rashba in Kiddushin, Mamish says it. Rashba in Kiddushin, the Tosus HaRosh is saying it to answer Rashi. But when you see the Rashba in Kiddushin, so then you realize, oh, that's what the Tosus HaRosh is saying. What does the Rashba say? Let's see in the packet 8. Yeah, the Rashba is not so happy about saying it, but he says it. He says, he loved the Mistafina. If not for the fact that I were afraid to say it, even the Rashba is sometimes afraid to say certain things. Right? He loved the Mistafina, Amina. That Shechur Eved, even Bal Karcho, Zachar Ladim Shalapan. Umatnas Momon Shiny, Blavs Chuz Gomerum. By Matnas Momon, if he's on with Sarah, forget about it. Right? If Ruvain tells Shimon, be Zocha on behalf of a lady. I want you to be Zocha in this karka on behalf of a lady. And Levi is saying, no, I don't want it. I don't want the character, right? So then, we're not going to say it's a schus gomer. We're not going to be able to be zocher thing. But by Shechur Eved, nitazah. Matnas Momon says the Rash B'Shayni, the Lav Schus Gomer, who? The other Abba Chov, it's Aratzma. Yechsib Sonim HaTanas Yechia. Right? The pasuk in Mishlei says you're not supposed to take matanis. Supposed to, you know. Yeah. Supposed to be soni matanis. Okay. We have to talk about that. When does that apply? When does it not apply? Not so simple, but that's the basic approach. Right? There are exceptions to the rule, but that's the basic approach. So getting matanis is not necessarily a schus. It's a chov. We call it a schus because people like gashmius, right? They like to get presents. Why is it a schus gomer? So if you would ask me, I'd say to be a free man, right? That's the American ideal, no? Free man, I can do whatever I want, literally whatever I want. That's the problem. Right? That's what I would have said as chuz gamer. Nah, the Rashba doesn't say that. What's this chuz gamer? Matira b'bas chorin? Ah, he gets to marry a bas yisra. That's something to think about, right? He was an eved. He wanted to get on YU Connects for years. He couldn't. But now he can marry a bas chorin. Right? They don't have a box like that. Avodin k'nayim. So he's mutter b'bas chorin. That's his chus. He's mutter b'mascharin. He's chayiv in mitzvahs. That's his chus, Dr. Rashba. Very interesting perspective. A chus gomer that you can't deny is a chus. That's a Rashba. That's not just a halachic Rashba. That's a machshava Rashba. Right? A chus gomer. He can scream chayiv akayim. He's screaming, I don't want it. We know objectively he does want it. Objectively, that's his chus. Objectively, that's his chus. To be mutter b'mas Yisrael, to be chayv mitzvus ki Yisrael, that's his chus. So zochen lo mikol mokom afilu omeid v'tzoveach. To be zochen for him, even against his will, the bot l'dayto eitzel kol odom. The Rashba has the yisod. He's not sure, he loved him as Stefina, but he says it. This is known as a Rashba. It's known as a Rashba in Kiddush. That in the case of chus gomer, we can be zochen on behalf of someone, even against his will. Because bot l'dayto. His das is insignificant. It doesn't make any sense. Objectively, it's a chus. So it doesn't matter what he says. Objectively, it's a chus. So therefore, we can be zocher for him even against his will. L'chora, that's what the Tos Rashi is saying. That's Rashi. And Rashi understands that shechur evit is a chus gomer, and if it's a chus gomer, then even against his will, the chachamim. This is only the chachamim, right? The chachamim would say that zocher nodem shlo b'fonav. You can be zocher for the evit, and since you can be zocher for the evit, that's why the adon is not going to be able to be chosu. So it's not kedivrei rabbanan barba. It's Dafka Kedivrei Rabbi Meir Barba. Rabbi Meir holds that it's a chol, but the Chacham would say it's a schus, and it's objective schus. But even if the Eved, even if it's against the will of the Eved, it doesn't matter. It still is a schus. And therefore the Odom is not going to be able to be chos. Okay. Questions? Yes, Mori.
Even on Tesla, Rashi says that it's a schus for Eved, for the Eved to go free. So how can Tosfos and the Rosh focus it?
Within Rashi. Tosfos argues with Rashi. Tosfos says it couldn't be talking about a shlichus bakarka, because if that's the case, then even the Chachamim would agree. So the case of Kedivrei Rabbi Meir Barba must not be talking about a shlichus bakarka.
The Rashi says it is.
The Rashi says it is. So the Rashi is explaining Rashi. The Rashi is saying, even by shlichus bakarka, since it's Hizchus Gomer, the Chachamim would still say that the Adam is able. The Adon is not able to be chosubo because the middleman is zocha on behalf of the Eved. Okay, the middleman would be zocha on behalf of the Eved, even if the Eved doesn't want it because it's a schos gomer. So then the Adon is not going to be able to be chosubo. Arya.
If we're looking at our equation between schos and chol, what's the thing that's ultimately tipping the scales as opposed to the fact that schos is objective and a chol is subjective in this case?
Only in this case. In this case, the schos is objective, that's called as chuz gomer. These two elements of the Rashba, he's mutter b'bas chorin and he's chayv in mitzvahs, that's an objective chuz. So even if you can have a little bit of a chov, it doesn't matter. A little bit of a chov is not going to change anything. That schus is so strong that even a little bit of a chov, like by the Eved of the Kotzin, by the Eved of the Kotzin, there is a chov. I mean, I guess it's a little bit more than that. I mean, if we were to really define the case of Eved Shel Kotzin as a chov, then it wouldn't be a schus gomer anymore. But that's the teretz of the Yerushalmi, that since it's not stable, it's not guaranteed to continue like that. So it's like a chov misafik. So chov misafik is not, safik chov is not enough to be mevatel this schus gomer. That seems to be how the Rosh is learning. No?
What does Tosfos say about
Merkel? Very good. So the question is, clearly Tosfos argues. Does Tosfos say that Shechar Eved is not a schus gomer? But that's what they're arguing about. Isn't it a schus gomer? It's the same, Yerushalmi. Tosfos knew the Yerushalmi. What's Tosfos saying? It seems like the machlokas here, Rashi, what is the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, Lufi the Tosfos Rashi? Machlokas seems to be, do we say by schus gomer, Zochen lo adam shlo b'fanav, even against his will? Right? That seems to be machlokas. Rashi says, we will say Zochen lo adam shlo b'fanav, despite the fact that he's only with Tzavech, and Tosfos says no. So what's that machlokas based on? Reb Nochem wanted to say that maybe it's Rashi l'shitasa. We haven't really talked about Zochen too much, right? We're like dabbling in it. We're just like touching it. We're going to get to it in Mitzvah. The Mishnah Dafir Alton Beis talks a lot about it. These Rashi and Tosfos there, but we did see one Rashi. That much we saw. So let's look back at that Rashi and see the lashon of Rashi. And I did point out at the time that we're going to get back to this Rashi today, but we'll get back to it even more when we get to Dafir Aleph and Beis. How does Rashi interpret Zechiyah Mitam? How does Rashi interpret Zochen Ladum Shlom Gafan? How does he interpret it? There are two steps. Okay, Daniel smiled. Go. What does Rashi say on that test on the Beis? Explaining the Chachamim. Right, Rotz al Asu b'shnei Yachzu. That's Rabbi Meir. And what do the Chacham say? Rabbanan pligi al leder Rabbi Meir. This is in Dibra Maschil Yachzu. Rabbanan pligi al leder Rabbi Meir. Masnisin va'ami the b'shechur and yochol laasu mishinim sul yadzer. Now v'shlo aso ha'evet shliya. Mishin v'chasavri zchusu la'evet shios mitachas rabba lecheres v'zochen lo la'adam shlo b'fanav. Why is zochen la'adam shlo b'fanav? Why says Rashi? Danan sadi denichalei din ahevi ha'ishlucho lahachi. Anan Sadi, we are Edom, all of Klal Yisrael are Edom, the Nichalei, the Nehevi Hai Shluch Alohachim. It's Nichalei to the Eved that the middleman should be a Shluch for this. That's how Rashi interprets Zochen. Zochen Adam Shlom Afanav is Anan Sadi, the Nichalei, the Nehevi Hai Shlucho. Nichalei, the Nehevi Hai Shlucho. He does say Shlucho. He does invoke the word Shlichus. It certainly sounds from Rashi that Zechiah is what we call mitam shlichus. It's a chiddush. There's no minui over here. There's no appointment of shlichus. There is a gzeres hakosu for Zochen. We'll see. The Gemara Kedusha on that main base has a mocker. We'll talk about it when we get to the real sugya. But lechara, the reason why you need a mocker is because he's not really a shliach. There was no minui shlichus. So the chiddush is that Zochen works anyway. It's like a shlichus. It's a quasi shlichus, even though there's no minui shlichus. But how does it work? How does the Chiyum Mitam Shlichus work? How does the Chiyum Mitam Shlichus work? So Rashi just says, Anan Sadi Denichalei Denehevi Hai Shluchim Lahavi. We're Eidim that he wants it. Okay, but how does it work? How does it work? So I mentioned to you at the time that the other Nusach that they have for this principle, for this idea of the Chiyum Mitam Shlichus, is Tosfos in Ksubas. Tosfos in Ksubas in Afin Aleph, in the Sugya of Ger Kotan. The Kotan Mabilonos while Das Bezdin, a very famous Lomda Shesugya. So, Tosfos talks about Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus a little bit there. He says, HaZechiyah Havim Mitam Shlichus, the Kevan de Zechus Ulo, Anan Sadi de Ovid Le Shliach. Anan Sadi de Ovid Le Shliach. Rashi's Lashon is, Anan Sadi de Nichalei de Nehevi Hai Shluch Olohachi. Anan Sadi de Nichalei de Nehevi Hai Shluch Olohachi. Tosfos lashon is anan sadi de oved leishliach. What's the difference? What's the difference between Rashi and Tosfos? Effie.
Tosfos saying that he himself appointed the shliach.
But is he appointing the shliach? It's still only a zochen. He doesn't even know what's happening. Is he appointing the shliach? Yamin.
Rashi says nichalei.
Good. Good. Okay. Let's go back to Tosfos for a second. How does Tosfos understand Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus? How does the Tos understand will?
There's no meaning at all.
But if there's no meaning, how is it a shliach? Anan sari denichalei de ovid le shliach. What does that mean?
Then he's not a shliach.
No, he is a shliach. Denichalei de ovid le shliach. He says shliach too. Tosing Suba seems to be learning Zechim Tam Shlichus means that there's an implicit meaning. There's an implicit meaning. That's what Anan Sadi means. Implicit meaning. Anan Sadi the Ovid Le Shliach. Meaning, it's as if he made him a Shliach. The Chiddush of Zechiah is that even if he doesn't have an explicit meaning, it's as if there's a meaning. It's as if there's a meaning. Implicit meaning. That's how Tosing Suba is learning. Let's broaden out a little. Zachin la'adam shlobafan, right? That's the yisod. Zachin la'adam shlobafan. What does that mean? So, the reality is, there's a major machlokas in Mishnah that we're going to have to see. Some say that Zechiah is lav mitam shlichas at all. It's a different parsha entirely. We haven't even gotten to such a shita. But there is such a shita. That's not what I'm talking about. Rashi and Tosfos, the Chachmei Ashkenaz, Rashi and Tosfos both learn Zechiah is mitam shlichas. That's the shita we're talking about. But within this shita, it's Rashi and Tosfos. Within this shita, there's a further question that you have to answer. Right? First of all, you have to figure out, is Zechiah mitam shlichas or not? That's a broad question that we have to talk about. But within Zechiah mitam shlichas, vos meintos, what do those words mean? So Tosfos Suva says, implicit meaning. Anan sadi de'ovid le shliach. We are edim that it's ki'ilu. He wants the shliach to be zocha for him. So it's ki'ilu he made a shliach without a meaning. He's a shliach on a minu, as we would say. A shliach without a minu. Implicit. It's another way of saying implicit meaning. Like an implicit meaning. But Rashi doesn't say that. Why? Which word does Rashi not have? Anan sari de ovid le shliach. Which word does he not have? He doesn't say de ovid. He doesn't say anan sari de ovid le shliach. He doesn't say such a lashon. What does Rashi say? Anan sari de nichle de nehevi hai shlucho lahachim. Anan sari that he wants him to be a shliach. He's nichle that he would be a shliach. It's not anan sari de ovid le shliach, that it's ki'ilu he's appointing him without appointing him. It's in his heart. He wants it. It's in his heart. It's ke'ilu he's appointing him without him. No. Anan sari denichalei denehevi ha'shluch l'achim. We just have an understanding that he would want it. So what that he would want it? But how does it work? So Efshem and Kenzogim, maybe the answer is that Rashi holds that Zechim etam shlichos is not an implicit meaning of the gafra, not an implicit meaning of the person. It's that's the gzeres ha'kosim, that the Torah appoints the shlichos. As long as we have reason to believe that he would want this shlichus, we do the job. We'll appoint the shliach. In a case of a zchus, where we believe that he would want the shlichus, so then the Torah is memana the shliach. We'll see. There are those that actually say this. There are achronim that say it. We're not going to get to the details right now. Okay, but actually, maybe that's what Rashi has in mind. That's why he didn't say the avid le shliach. It's not a non-sided the avid le shliach. There's like an implicit meaning. It's as if he's actually memana the shliach, right? Without doing it, you know, literally, right? There's an implicit meaning. No, it's not implicit meaning. The Torah is memana the shliach. The Torah makes him into a shliach, because once it's anan sari denicha lei gnevi ashluch lachim, anan sari that he wants it, that it's a schus for him, so then the Torah makes him into a shliach. Maybe that's how Rashi learns. It's a minui haTorah. If this is the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, then punch people. Rashi and Tosfos l'shitasa. Rashi and Tosfos argue over here as to whether Zachin Ladam Shlavafanav applies by Yischus Gam or even Bakarcham. How can you fathom such a concept? Tosfos can't work. You can say Yischus Gam from today till tomorrow, but if it's against his will, how can it work? Why is Tosfos saying that? Because Tosfos l'shitasa assume that Zachin Mitam Shlichus means Anan Sadi, that he would be Mamana the Shliach. There's an implicit meaning. But if he's screaming that he doesn't want it, then he would not appoint the Shliach. There's no Anan Sadi. If we need the gavra to actually appoint the shliach, either literally or figuratively, right? Anan said that he would have done it, so obviously that's only going to apply if he would have done it. But if he's only mitzvah, he wouldn't have done it. So if he wouldn't have done it, then the zchiyah can't get off the ground. Why does Rashi assume? Why do these other Rishonim, Tosa Rosh and the Rashba, why do they assume that maybe zchiyah mitam shlichus could work? The truth is, the Rashba might hold zchiyah mitam shlichus, but let's say the Rosh. Right? Why does the Rosh assume that zchiyah mitam shlichus can work by zchus gomer, even bal karchem? And he learns that way with Das Rashi. Because if zchiyah mitam shlichus is not implicit minui of the gavra, but rather it's a minui of the Torah, so then really all we need is to know that it's a zchus. All we need to know is that it's a zchus. If it's a zchus, the Torah is going to make the shliachim. So in normal circumstances where it's not a zchus gomer, if the guy is screaming, then we say, okay, it's not a zchus. If it's not a zchus, the Torah is not going to get involved. But if objectively it's a zchus, if it's a schuz gomer, if objectively it's a schuz, so even if he's screaming, it doesn't matter. Because the Torah says this is a schuz for this individual. If it's a schuz for him, then the Torah points to shliach through zechiyah, zechiyah mitam shlichus. It's a minoy ha-Torah. If we're working through the gavra, then it's ke'ilu the gavra's meman of the shliach, there's an implicit minoy. So then it's all dependent on him. We can't start to say that something's objective. The guy tells you what he wants. If he says he's omri v'tzaveach, that's it. There's no zechiyah mitam shlichus. But once you say that, no, it's a minhag HaTorah, that the Torah looks at the situation, tries to figure out, is it a zchus or not a zchus? So normally we have to look at what he's saying. If he tells us it's a zchus, so it's not a zchus, so then we can't do anything. The Torah's not going to do anything. But if it's a zchus gomer, if objectively it's a zchus, then the Torah will say, we're going to make this guy a shliach. Even if he's omid mitzvah. Because we know what's really true. We know what's really a zchus. But that's only shayach with the Rashi, that zchimitam shlichus is a minhag HaTorah. It's not an implicit meaning of the gavra. Okay, this could be the bir advarim, the machlokas between Rashi and Tosus as to whether zochin can work by zchus gomer, even if it's bal karach of the individual. Daniel.
I understand Nachum prospectively if you can appoint the shliach or not based on zchus gomer, but once the shliach has been appointed, let's say by the Torah, if he's omer zaveh, is that not being the batel the shlichus of the point of the Torah?
No, it's not. He's not a shliach. When he is acquiring it, he's the shliach of the Torah. So if he's a shliach, if the Torah made him into a shliach, so then shlucho shalom kamosa means he can operate for the other individual. But if it's a schus gamer, so the Torah makes the shlichus. So then we ignore what he said. Butla, what's the lashon of the Rash? Butla daito etzel kol adam. Lashon of the Rashba, excuse me. His das is bata. It's as if he's not screaming. We don't listen to those screams. Sorry. We don't listen to the screams because we say, you don't understand. You just don't get it. This is the biggest chus for you. Mitzvahs, baschorin, the biggest chus for you. So we don't listen to the screams. It's viewed as a chus. So it's viewed as a chus. The Torah appoints the shliach for him. Even against his will. Look, it's still a chiddush. I'm not denying it. You know, we're dramatizing it, right? But there are Rishonim who hold like this. Rashi and the Stama hold like this. Tosis Arush and the Rashba almost Beferish. The Rashba Beferish. Well, the Rashba doesn't hold like this. Lav the Mistafina. He's like nervous, okay? But he has the Svara, and the Tosis Arush seems to learn this way, but that's Rashi. I'm not saying it's a Dover Poshet. It's not a Dover Poshet. Right? It's a Chiddush. But according to Rashi's understanding of Zchimitam Shlichus, at least there's a Mokom to begin to fathom such a Chiddush. Right? Without this, yeah, you know, Noah's kasha is a good kasha. Like, how do you even fathom the chiddush at all? Follow up, Noah? Yeah.
Yeah, well, I still don't understand how this answers for Tosos
and
Yerushalmi, because if he needs the one in order for us to appoint a shliach for him.
Oh, I was answering for Tosfos on the Yud, not the Yerushalmi.
No, but my question is, how does Tosos know the Yerushalmi? Because if he needs the one for the shliach to be appointed, so then. Also,
the
Yerushalmi, if he's
taking. No, so Tosfos learns the Yerushalmi differently. Tosfos would say that what the Yerushalmi is trying to figure out is it a chov, is it a zchus? Let's try to measure. Right? The Chachamim say it's a zchus for the Eved to go free. But the Yerushalmi has a case where it's not. Right? Where there's a chov. So if there's a chov, so how can we say it's a zchus? Right? Those should be conflicting. If the Eved says he doesn't want it, right? Or if we look at the case and we say that he wouldn't want it, so then maybe it should be viewed as a chov. So the Yerushalmi says, no, that's not enough of a chov to override this chus, because it's not guaranteed. It's not guaranteed. So in the scheme of things, if you want to weigh it on a scale, Yerushalmi says that because it's not guaranteed that he'll remain the eved of the katzin, it's more zchus than chov. More zchus than chov. Not objective. More zchus than chov. Now, if the eved screams and says, I don't want it, oh, then it's going to be more chov than zchus. You see, you could look at the Yerushalmi and just say, well, what's the, you know, how does it weigh? How does it even out? Which is greater? Is the chos greater than the chov? So the kashya Yerushalmi is, I can give you a case where the chov is greater. Yerushalmi answers, no. In that case, the chov is not going to be greater. But the case where, the only case where I know the chov is going to be greater, lefidi Yerushalmi, according to Tosfos, lefidi Yerushalmi, is if the eved is screaming. If the eved is screaming, Tosfos says, then that talk is obvious that the chov is greater. Comes the rush and says, no. Yerushalmi is saying something totally different. Yerushalmi is saying that because there's the potential to sell the eved to someone else, bakarcho, it's always a schus. It's a schus gomer. So a schus gomer doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, even if he's screaming, it's still going to be viewed as a schus. Isaac.
What if Tosfos Bishop
Tosfos
hold like the Rashba? Because on Testament Aleph, we've seen that by Huna, it's a schus for him to be mutter to a bas born in mitzvot. So is it not, wouldn't he say that it's a schus gomer?
He's saying, if it's called an igun, isn't that viewed as a schus gomer? Maybe that's only called a schus. Maybe it's not a schus gomer. Igun is enough, right, to be an igun, if it's a schus for him. So we want to make it better for him. Does that make it into a schus gomer? That even if he's screaming that he doesn't want it, it's still called a schus? Efter not. You say efter yes. Okay. Sorry. I think Tosis would say efter not. Right? That's what Tosis say. I think it's an igun. I think it's an egon because it's certainly better for him. But if he tells us it's not better for him, so, you know, what do we have? What can we say? We can't argue with him. He tells us how he feels. One more. Let's see who had a chance already. Everyone had a chance. All three of you. Okay, pick up. Arya, go ahead.
Is the machlokas on Tam
Shlichus
between Rashi Tosfos and machlokas Derabanan versus Eraisa? Because Rashi says
Minoy
HaTorah.
Rashi says Minoy HaTorah? Where's Rashi?
No,
I think everyone's... No. Zochin is a din daraisa. It's learned out of a pasuk. The Gemara Kedushin has nasi echa. It's a pasuk. It's definitely daraisa. Question is how to understand that din daraisa, but it's definitely exeris hakazav. It's not a din darabanan. I don't think zachi is a din darabanan. Right? I mean, there are cases of zachi mid darabanan, but the basic halach of zachi, that's a din daraisa, pshuta. That's a din daraisa. Okay, this is Rashi. But Tosfos doesn't like the Rashi as we've described. So what does Tosfos say? He says, "V'nira k'perish Rabbeinu Chananel." He thinks Rabbeinu Chananel is right. What does Rabbeinu Chananel say? The kevan de be'eved ve'isha ika shlichas balkarchayu hava amina de'en yochol arza. The kevan de boliyad ha'shliach ki'ilu boliyad adami kevan she'en yocholim la'akev. Since there's the potential to have a shlichas bal karcha by Eved and Isha, kevan de be'eved ve'isha ika shlichas bal karchayim, there is a case. So hava mina de ein yochol lachzer, I think that you can't be choziba by gerisha and shtar shecha. The kevan shebo liyad ha'shliach ki ilu bo liyad adam. I think you can't be choziba because once it comes to the hands of the shliach, it's as if it came liyad ha'isha, liyad ha'eved, and then you can't be choziba. Why would I think it comes to the hand of the Eved and the Isha? He says, Nochamo, again, Kevin She'en Yecholim La'akev, since it can be Balkarchem. Aval Kiddushin, the Ein Balkarcho, Pshita Dechozer. Aval Kiddushin, the Ein Balkarcho, Pshita Dechozer. There's the potential of Balkarcho by Gerish and Shtar Shecho, no potential of Balkarcho by Kiddushin. So by Kiddushin, it's Pshita Dechozer, but by Gerish and Shtar Shecho, it's not Pshita Dechozer. He really turns the whole Gemara on its head. Now, what does the Gemara say? That milsa the lesser b'kedushin katani, milsa the isa b'kedushin lo katani. What does it mean, isa b'kedushin? What does it mean, isa b'kedushin lo katani? Isa b'kedushin means that if it's a chiddush in kedushin, just like it's a chiddush in gerisha and shtar shechur, then we're not going to say. But something that's a chiddush by gerisha and shtar shechur, but not a chiddush by kiddushin, even if the halachas are all the same. You could be chozabo in all three cases. But if it's only a chiddush and kiddushin, and not a chiddush and gerisha and shtar shechar, lo katani, because that's different. If it's only, I said that backwards. If it's only a chiddush by kiddushin and not a chiddush by gerisha and shtar shechar, then katani, right? Because that's less of a kiddushin, right? It's less of a kiddushin. It's a. Let's see this again. Milsa the less of a kiddushin. I know the less a chiddush by kiddushin. If it's not a chiddush by kiddushin, so then katani. Because it's a chiddush by gerisha and shtar shechar, but it's not a chiddush by kiddushin. So that's why katani, right? Katani, if it's different, gerisha and shtar shechar are similar, kiddushin is not. So how? What's the contrast? So the contrast is not in when the halacha applies. The contrast is in whether the halacha is a chiddush. That's what Tosis is saying. Rabbi Hananel says we're not talking about shlichas bal karcha. Right, they're not talking about shlichas. So what does it mean? B'shlichas bal karcha, the begerish nishlin, the kiddush. No, he said b'shlichas bal karcha means very creative reading of the Gemara. Because there's the potential for shlichas bal karcha by gerisha and shtar shechar, even though we're not talking about that case, we're talking about a regular case of shlichas. But because there's the potential for shlichas bal karcha by gerisha and shtar shechar, so it's not a chiddush. It's not a chiddush that the adam can be chosefa. Excuse me, it is a chiddush that the Adon can be chazana. Gotta get straight, whether it is a chiddush or not a chiddush. I'm just testing it. Right? Since you have shlichus bal karcha, so then it's a chiddush that you can be chazana. Because I think you can't be chazana. Because I think that it's like it's already they got the get. They got the shtar shechar. It's already done. It's already done. So it's already done. You can't be chazana. That's what I would think. Since it can be, since you have the potential for bal karcha, I think the shlichus of gerisha and shtar shechar is somehow different. Did you get bichozabel then? But by kiddushin, it is a chiddush because there's no potential for shlichus bal karcha. So it's a chiddush that you get bichozabel. Oh, if it's a chiddush by kiddushin, then katani because it's different, right? If it's poshut by kiddushin, there's no chiddush by kiddushin. It's poshut that you can bichozabel. If it's poshut bichozabel by kiddushin, it's not poshut by gerishin shtar shechar. So then they're different. So therefore, we would mention them in the rule. Mention them in the list. That's the Rabbi Nachmanos Pshat. It's not that we're talking about a case of shlichus bal karcha, like there's an ikumta, that's the ikar of the case. No, we're talking about regular shlichus. But the potential of shlichus bal karcha by get and by shtar shechar makes it a chiddush that you can be chozebel. But by kedushin, there is no chiddush that you can be chozebel. So that's why this case can be mentioned. What's the Rabbi Nachmanos saying? Well, what's he saying? Since there's the potential for shlichus bal karcha, so therefore that somehow changes everything. The potential for shlichus bal karcha changes everything over here. Reb Nachum has a vart in this too. Very, very beautiful. Two points he makes on his toses that both are excellent. He doesn't need a haskama from me, but really, really very, very clear. Very clear. He says like this. He says, we know in Kiddushin, the Gemara in Kiddushin talks about issues of chazar. When can you be chozavah from certain things? When can you be chozavah from a Kiddushin? The Mishnah in Kiddushin on Dafnun Chesem Ebeis. Mishnah says, V'chein ha'omer le'isha harei ha'kodeshes li'la'achar shloshim yom. U'bo'ach ha'vekitcha b'sov shloshim yom, v'kodeshes l'shem. Let's say someone tells a woman, harei ha'kodeshes li'la'achar shloshim yom. He gives her money now. He gives her money now. He says, I want the Kiddushin to be chalei after shloshim. So nothing was chal now, nothing took effect now. But the action, the maisa, was done now. And then she jumps, and she's mekabel kiddushin from someone else, b'sov shloshim. It's not right. But she did it. It's sort of funny. But she did it. Maybe she didn't think the other guy was going to come back. Whatever the case is, it doesn't matter. Right? The halacha is that she's mekadeshes l'sheni. Why? Because this is a kiddushin ala tanai, kiddushin of a tanai of im. It's not me'ach shavu la'achar lamed. It's not going to be chal l'mafreya. It's chal mikana l'haba. It's only chal after shloshim yom. So if she's mekabel kiddushin post shloshim yom, then she's mekudeshes l'shem. That's the Mishnah. Portion of Mishnah. Comes the Gemara Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph and says lo bo'ach v'kid shavachozer b'mal. What happens in a case where she doesn't accept kiddushin from the other guy? But just chozer b'mal. She says, you know what? I changed my mind. I don't want to accept this kiddushin. What's the din? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chazeres, Asi Dibim Vatal Dibur, Reish Lovish Amar Ena Chazeres, Lo Asi Dibim Vatal Dibur. Machlokas Amorai. Do we say Asi Dibim Vatal Dibur? It's only a Dibur. He's Makadisher. Okay, he did an act, but the act is not halachically significant, so it's really viewed halachically as only a Dibur. Rabbi Yochanan says that Asi Dibim Vatal Dibur, the Dibur of saying, I don't want to accept the Kiddushin, I don't want the Kiddushin to be Chal, I want to be Chozeres B. She's not accepting a Kiddushin from someone else. She just wants to be Chozeres. Rabbi Yochanan says, it works, she can be Chozeres. Reish Lakish says, no, lo asidim vatal dibur. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. She accepted the Kiddushin. Now she has to wait. It's going to be Chal after Shloshim Yom. So Eisvei, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan asked the following kasha. Bitel imat shlo taran bitel, ain shemaso truma. Halacha is that if you made a shliach to be mafresh, truma semaiso is for you. And then you mevatel the shlichos before the shliach did anything. He did nothing. He wasn't mafresh anything. He made him a shliach, and 2 minutes later he said, "You know what? I changed my mind. Don't be a shliach." He hasn't done anything yet. So the Mishnah says, "Ain truma so truma." Let's say that he goes in his mafresh truma semaisis. It's goonish. It doesn't work because you have to be a bialim to be mafresh truma semaisis. Fractor Rabbi Yochanan. I vehahocha the dibur v'dibur who because he dibur vatel dibur. It's dibur v'dibur. There was a minu shlichos. There's a bitul minu shlichas. And here we see that Asi Dibur Vatal Dibur. Reish Lakish is upgefrekt, right? We can prove Reish Lakish is wrong from the Mishnah. Zakta Gimar, not so fast. Shiny nesin asmos liad isha dechi maise damu. Velo Asi Dibur Vatal Maise. Zakta Gimar, Reish Lakish says Truma and Kiddush are not the same. In Truma, nothing has been done at all. There was a minu shlichus, there was a bitul minu shlichus. It's all mamish dibur. It's dvarim ba'am. It's just words. At Kedushin, it wasn't just words. There was an act. It was an act. So I keep on calling it an act. I don't call it a maisa, because I'm afraid. Maisa sounds like a halachic thing, right? Rabbi Yochanan says, it's just an act. It's asi dibur vatal dibur. It's just a dibur. Because until it's chal, it's just a dibur. Reish Lakish would say, no, it's not just an act. This is an asin asmos. Sinas Mos is a Maisa. So even though it hasn't been Chal, but halachically it's viewed as a Maisa. So lo asi dibur mevatel Maisa. So what's the Gemara really saying? That the Machlokas Amoraim is not whether asi dibur mevatel dibur or not. Everyone holds that asi dibur mevatel dibur. Everyone holds that lo asi dibur mevatel Maisa. The Shaila is, Nesinas Mos liad ha'isha, if he says arei ha'makudeshes li lacha shloshim yom, is that called a Maisa or is that called a dibur? That's how the Gemara learns. In the Lishna Kama. Got it? It's not a machlokas whether asi dibur vatal dibur. It's machlokas how to understand kiddushin al atnai, a tanai of im. But there's a lishna basr to this machlokas. That's on Nun Tes Amud Beis. Lishna basr says, Rav Zvid masti lahashmaita aho. Rav Zvid learned Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish are arguing about a different member. V'chein hi shenos na rishus l'shlucha l'kadsha v'holchi v'kitsha asatzma. Shlichus. Shlichus the Kabbalah by Kiddushin. The woman makes a shliach the Kabbalah, and then she accepts her own Kiddushin. So she gave koach to the shliach to be Makabal Kiddushin for her, then she accepts her own Kiddushin. What's the din? So the Braisa says, it's actually a mission in the fourth term. V'chein hi shenos na rishus l'shlucha l'kadsha v'holchi v'kitsha asatzma im shalo kodmu kiddusha kiddushin. Im shal shlucha kodmu en kiddusha kiddushin. It's the function of who comes first, right? If the shliach was mekabel kedushin first, then that kedushin is chal with that man. And if she was mekabel kedushin first, then the other she's mekadeshes to the other. So on that, there's a machlokes. What's the din? Lo kitcha esatzma v'chazer ba. Let's say she's just chozeres from the shlichus. She's just chozeres from the shlichus. It's not that she did a maisa of kabbalas kedushin of her own. She just was chozeres from the shlichus. What's the din there? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chozeres, Reish Lakish Amar Eina Chozeres. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chozeres, Asi Dibur Vatal Dibur, Reish Lakish Amar Eina Chozeres, Lo Asi Dibur Vatal Dibur. So here the Gemara doesn't say that there's a Maisa. There is no Maisa here. She only appointed a Shliach to do Kabbalah Sakidushim. That's clearly only a Dibur. So according to the Lishna Basra, is Taka Machlokas Amaroyim, whether Asi Dibur Vatal Dibur or not. Right? It's Mamash Machlokas. Reish Lakish seems to say that Asi Dibur Vatal Dibur. I'm sorry. Rish Lakish seems to say that lo asi dibra vatal dibra. That's the chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan is pashut. He says asi dibra vatal dibra. They're both the same level. Rish Lakish, according to the Lishna Basra, is saying that lo asi dibra umavatal dibra. In the Lishna Kama, Rish Lakish wasn't saying that. In the Lishna Kama, he admitted that asi dibra vatal dibra, but he said that the kiddush in la'acha lamed, because there's an asinas mos, that's like a mice. That's like a mice. Lo asi dibra umavatal mice. Okay? Very interesting. Right? So two approaches. Two lishonas in the Gemara Kedushin. What's the Machlokas HaMaroyim? Do we say Rish Lakish holds that lo asi dibur mevatal dibur? Do we say no? And he admits lo asi dibur mevatal dibur, but he's willing to expand the definition of mice. Right? If you're willing to say that Nesinas Mos liad ha'isha in the Kedushin Achalamid, that's viewed as a mice. According to the Lishna Kama, he's willing to expand a little bit to say that maybe that should be considered a mice. So, Dr. Nachum, maybe that's where Rabbi Nochanan is pshat. Rabbi Nochanan is assuming that what? That if the Mishaleach, right, Shlichus Balkarcha, there's the potential for Shlichus Balkarcha over here. Right? There's the potential for Shlichus Balkarcha by Get and by Shtar Shechar. So because there's the potential for Shlichus Bal Karcha, what does that tell you? What's his Loshem? He says, Kevin de be'evet ve'isha ika Shlichus Bal Karchayu, hava mina de'en yochel achzar, de kevin de boliad ha'shliach ki'ilu boli yodo domi. Underline those words. De kevin de boliad ha'shliach ki'ilu boli yodo domi. Kevin she'en yicholim la'akim. Rabbi Nechanano understood that you'd have a hava mina that there's no chazar by Gerisha and Shtar Shechar. Because since there's the potential for Shlichus Bal Karcha, what does that tell you? That Shlichus L'Holocha of Gerisha and Shtar Shechar are super powerful. It's a super Shlichus. It's a super Mesiras Koach. Why? Because they can even do the Gerish and do the Shechar Bal Karcha of the Isha or the Evan. So you would think, if it's a super Shlichus, super powerful Shlichus, what should it be viewed as? There was only a Mina Shlichus over here. You look at it objectively, there was only a Dibur, but you would think that since it can be Bal Karcha, maybe we should view this as what? Mice. As a Maisa. Maybe you should view this as a Maisa. Kilu Boli Yodadami. Like Reish Lakish Lefi, the Lishna Kama in Kiddush. It's just a Dimi. Right? That even though it's really a Dibur, it's only a Mini Shlichus, but you would think it's treated like a Maisa because it's a super powerful Shlichus. It can even work Bal Karcha. If it can even work Bal Karcha, it's as if it's done. It's as if it's done. Because it's so powerful. So you would think that you can't do Chazara. Come Ashmo on Rabbi Meir, that the Adon and the Baal can still be Chozebo. Oh, but that's a Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is, if you would think, since there's the potential for Shlichus Bal Karcha, maybe I should view this meaning Shlichus as a Maisa already. So once they get the Shtar, once they receive the Ger, once the Shliach picks up the Gerisho, he gets the Shtar Shechar, I would think it's already done. It's already done. It's like a mice. It's as if it's over. And if it's over, then the Adon and the Baal cannot be Chozebo. Kamashla, no. But at least it's a Chiddush. But by Kiddushin, there's no Chiddush. Because since by Kiddushin, there's no Shlichus Bal Karcha, so then the Shlichus is just a Dibur. So the Shlichus is just a Dibur. There's no Chiddush that you can be Chozebo. Asi Dibur, Vatal Dibur. It's a beautiful pshat. And it's looked in the Verta. His mom is saying that, right? The potential for Shlichus Bal Karcha makes it Ke'ilu Boli Adadam. It says, if it already came into the hands of the person, but what does that mean? It's more that it came into his hands? Why is it more than a Ke'ilu Boli Adadam? Ke'ilu Boli Adadam. It's not just that he's being Zoche. It's super powerful. It's super powerful. It's Ke'ilu Boli Adadam. So even if Rabbi Meir holds that it's a chov, right? Even if Rabbi Meir holds it's a chov, but you would think you still can't be chosebo, right? The chiddush is Rabbi Meir holds it's a chov. Both Shtar Shechar and Gerish are chovos, right? They're not a zchus. There's no zochen ledem shlomo fanav according to Rabbi Meir, right? They're both a chov. But you would think that you can't be chosebo because the shlichas is so strong. It's ke'ilu bali adami because they're in control. The shliach is in control. The shliach is in control. So if the shliach is in control, then you would think that you can't be chozebo. So kamashmal, you can. Since it's only a chov, and chov and ladam ela b'fanav, you can still be chazva. But that's a chiddush. Within kedushin, there is no chiddush. Because within kedushin, since there's no shliach ba'al karcha, I never have a havamina that you wouldn't be able to be chazva. You only gave it to the shliach. Well, what'd you do? The shliach didn't do anything yet. So you gave him the kedushin. You gave him the kaz of kedushin. You told him the karish d'isha, but he hasn't done anything. So there's no chiddush that you could be chazva over there. So that's the chilik between kedushin, shtar shiruch on the one hand, and kedushin, and that's why this case of chazara can also be enumerated in the list. And this is Rabbi Ochanan. These are the two pshat, Rashi and Tosfos. Daniel.
As Rabbi
Ochanan,
what was the last, the Lishna Basa, what do we learn from Rish Lakish?
Rish Lakish and the Lishna Basa really is saying something fundamental. And the Gemara rejects him in the end. But he's saying that lo asidibrim vatal dibrim. That once you created the shlichus, then the only way the woman can be mevato the shlichus the kabbal is by accepting her own kiddushin, because that's a maisa. Osi maisa mevato diva. But if she just says, "I don't want you to be a shliach," it's too late. She made him. She made the. I mean, if the lady is nice and doesn't, or the lady, if the shliach the kabbal, it could be a man or a lady, whatever. If the shliach the kabbal doesn't accept kiddushin, so then it's not going to be chal. But she can't tell the shliach the kabbal not to accept the kiddushin. See, she set a monster into motion. Right? She was most of the cause. When she's most of the cause, it's over. That's his sheet. We don't pass like that sheet. It's a big chiddush. Because Pashup Shad is, we do say that Asi Dibba Batul Dibba.
Am I using that second? Are you using
that? No, I'm using the Lishna Kama. I just showed you the Lishna Basa just to show you the contrast.
And so
I'm using the Lishna Kama.
Is there no difference between that Gemara and our Gemara? Because at least in that Gemara, he called it a Maisa because there was actually Nisinus Mos. But here there's no Nisinus Mos. So there's nothing to build like Maisa.
Correct. That's why Lemaisa, if you're part of the pun, right? Lemaisa over here, it might be a chiddush, right? It might be a chiddush, but still, you will be able to be chosebo because it's not viewed as a maisa.
And so, will you even entertain a havamina? Because Rish Lakish didn't even go that far to call a maisa.
But we don't pass like him anywhere. I'm just using Rish Lakish as a dimyon that sometimes something which is only a dibra can be viewed as a maisa. So here too, Rabbi Nachmanel is saying, I'd have a havamina to view this dibur of Minas Shlichas as a Maisa, even though he hasn't done anything anymore. So you've given over the get to him, but he hasn't given it over to the Isha. The fact that the Baal has transferred the get to the Shliach, what does that mean? So he's given him a get, so what? But there's nothing, no halachic significance to that. He's just made him a Shliach, but that's only a Dibur. But it's still a Chiddush that you give him a Vatlim, because I would think that, you know, it's done. It's already over, and there's nothing to say. Okay. To the final words of Tosfos are the kasha, listni de shavu lebal karcho v'havu arba afilu l'rabbanan. So the final word of Tosfos is a kasha. I forget who asked this kasha today. Zach asked the kasha. Yeah, Natan asked the kasha yesterday. My Tosfos asked the kasha. Bal karcho is a great comparison between gerisha shtashich. Why don't I mention that? Why don't I mention bal karcho? Not this convoluted, complicated shlichus bal karcho, potential, actual, whatever it is. But just say that Gerisha and Shtashichar can be Chal Bakarcha and Kiddushin can be Chal Bakarcha. So it's like a push of the case. Why did the Brice to give this case? And Tosfos leaves it B'tzarchi. Tosfos doesn't say anything. So I asked you to see the Ritva. Before I get to the Ritva, the Tosfos HaRosh actually does have an answer. It's a little bit of a more complicated answer. What does he say? Yes, the kasha. Tim Tomer al karcham gufa listening to shavu lebal karcham. Shavu lebal karcham. So just that's the perfect comparison between gedishin and shtashichem. Yeah, Shlomer says the Tosfos HaRosh. The pain of bein leperish Rashi bein leperish Rabbeinu Chananel havi bechlal chazar. The Tosfos HaRosh says they don't say bal karcham. They mention bal karcham because it's bechlal chazar. Chazara is a much more complicated halacha. It's not as simple, but it is another halacha that, according to Rabbi Meir, Gerish and Shtar Shichar are going to be compared. And the only way to understand it, as the Gemara explains, is through some kind of balkarcha mechanism. Right? According to Rashi, it's that one of the situations of Rabbi Meir Shita is a case of Shlivas Balkar. It's an ukimta. So if you're interpreting Rabbi Meir to be talking also about Shlivas Balkarcha, so lichten dem verte, right, lying in those words, is that you assume that Gedisha and Shtashah could be Balkar. That's part of the Havon of the case. Rabbi Chananel says that, well, it's not an issue of the case, it's that since you have the potential for Balkar, so one is a Chiddush and the other one is not a Chiddush. But again, it's since you have a potential for Bal Karka, so that somehow changes everything. So, yeah, it would have been easier, says the Tosafot Rush, just to give the case of Bal Karka. Kedisha can be Bal Karka, Shtishicha can be Bal Karka, as opposed to Kedushin. But it's subsumed under Rabbi Meir's case. Obviously, Rabbi Meir's case is a little bit more complicated, but the fact is, he does have that din. Right? He doesn't say that they're compared for four things. He just has his that halacha. The Brisa says, oh, according to Rabbi Meir, there's a fourth comparison. So once the Brisa is quoting Rabbi Meir, which is a Mishnah, right? That's a Mishnah here. This is a case that the Tanaim had. So the Brisa doesn't go out of its way to say, oh, and also Bal Karka. Because that's understood from Rabbi Meir's case. If you really understand the case and what it's doing here, why is it part of the list, you're going to have to realize that Kedisha and Shtar Shichur can be Bal Karka, Kedushin can't be. Because if you don't realize that, then you're not going to understand Rabbi Meir. So it's subsumed under Rabbi Meir's case. That's how the Tosafot Rush is. Complicated, right? I mean, he's basically saying, look at the Gemara. Right? When you talk about Chazara, it says the word Bal Karka, right? So Bal Karka, I know it's more complicated than just the word Bal Karka. You have Rashi, Rabbi Nachman, they're all Pshatim, but they're all assuming there's some kind of Bal Karka over here. Right? That by Gerish and Shtar Shichur, there's some kind of Bal Karka. Actually, it's either a case of Bal Karka or the potential for Bal Karka as opposed to Kedushin. So, since it's part of that case of Chazara, so we don't make a special mention of it. Natan.
Within that, are we assuming Bal Karka is not a din of the Chachamim?
A din of the Chachamim? What do you mean?
I mean, the Chachamim.
Rabban and the Reb
Meir? Yeah, that they argue about Bal Karka. Chazara is only within the Meir.
Chazar is within Rabbi Meir, right? Only within Rabbi Meir, right? No. Ah, you're saying if we would have Bal Karka, then that would even go according to the Chacham. Ah, so it doesn't answer that question, right? So I guess the Gemara feels it doesn't matter, right? The reality is Chazar is only according to Rabbi Meir, but once Bal Karka is subsumed in that case, we're not going to go off on a limb to mention another case. It's not necessary. It's understood that they're different, even though that chilik would be true according to the Rabbanan also, but it's not necessary to go there. Right, once we quote the Rabbi Meir's halacha, so we understand that Gerish and Shtar Shichur can be Bal Karka and Kedushin can't be. So but that's a better chilik because it goes even according to the Chachamim. Okay, but it's not necessary to mention it because we know what the halachas are. We're trying to figure out why it's not mentioned in the list. It's not mentioned in the list because it is in the list within Rabbi Meir. It's in the list. So it happens to be the Chachamim agreed to Bal Karka, but it's not necessary. The Ritva gives a different answer, which would answer your question. Right? The Ritva's answer works even with either Rabbanim. What does the Ritva say? The Ritva says that we can't give the example of Bal Karka. And here's the Ritva. The Ritva says we can't mention Bal Karka because the truth is Kiddushin, right? Kiddushin, what's the idea of Bal Karka? Bal Karka means that by get and by Shtar Shichur, all you need is Das Makna. That's what it means. The das of the Baal, das of the Adam, that's all you need. So to say that Gittin and Shtar Shichur can be Bal Karka, you're saying that all you need is Das Makna. Or that you need Das Makna. He says the fact is by Kedushin you also need Das Makna. It's just the Das Makna by Kedushin is the Isha. He said, Tirtu b'doz v'chodem el si, the bein b'gittin, bein b'kedushin isa. V'hocha v'hosam Das Makna b'ina. The Hosam Haisha hi hamakne, Hilgach bina daita, Vahacha Haisha magarish hu hamakne, hu bina daita, kach kiris betosis. He's saying the yisod of Bal Karka is that you need das makne. You need das makne. So by getting Shtar Shichur, you need das makne, means you need the Baal, das of the Baal, you need the das of the Adam. So in Kedushin, you also need das makne. What do you want to say? Get and Shtar Shichur are different than Kedushin. Get in Shtar Shichur, you don't need the das of the woman. And Kiddushin, you do need the das of the woman. Well, that's not really a difference. It's not really a difference because really it's the same thing. You need the das makna in all three cases. Nochamo, what do you want to say? Bal Karka is another example where get and shtar shechar are similar and they're different than kedushin, because get and shtar shechar can be bakar chal, but kedushin can't. Think of what you're saying. Get and kedushin, get and shtar shechar don't need das ha'isha, but kedushin does need das ha'isha. That's what you want to say. That's the difference. That's not really true, right? Get and kedushin require das makna, and kedushin needs das makna too. It's just the makna is different. The makna by kedushin is the isha. The makna by getin and by shtar shechar is the baal. So they're not really so different, says the Ritva. They're not really so different. So that's why the Gemara doesn't quote it. Very difficult Ritva, because the key is not that you need das makna. The key is that you don't need das of the other one, right? You need das makna by get, but you don't need das of the isha. You need das makna by the shtar shechar, the other, but you don't need das of the evet. So what are you going to say? Kiddushin is the same? You need das makna of the isha, but you don't need das of the baal? Of course you need das of the baal. You need das of both. The Ritva is a little bit of a pell, right? He wants to say, no, it's all the same. That's it. It's not really the same. Right? Okay, they're the same. You need das makna in all three cases, but that's not the key. The key is, do you need the das of the other party? By Gerisha and Shtar Shechar, you don't need the das of the Eved or the Isha. But by Kedushin, you need the das of both of them, both the das of the woman and the man. It's a little bit of a Shvera Ritva. Even though the Tosa Rosh doesn't read so well. And even though the Tosa Rosh doesn't work out with the Rabbanon, right? But it's the easier answer. The easier answer is it's subsumed under Chazara. Shlichas Balkarva, the Gemara mentioned Balkarva. Subsumed under Chazara. So that's why the Gemara doesn't mention Balkarach as another example between Gerisha and Shtar Shechar that doesn't apply to Kiddushin.